AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He suffered from depression. That's what a German newspaper is reporting this morning about the co-pilot accused of flying a German jetliner into a mountain in France, killing all 150 people on board. The report says that 6 years ago, Andreas Lubitz suffered serious depression. Our Scott Meyerowitz covers the airlines.
Pilots at airlines around the world do undergo medical reviews to see that they're fit to fly. The level of psychological review in that varies from airline to airline and what those requirements are.
We're told that a medical problem was noted in Lubitz's aviation records. This morning, the grieving families of the dead are continuing to arrive in France. Here at home, Republicans got a balanced budget plan through the Senate early this morning.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 46.
This sets Congress up for a battle with President Obama over spending and his health care law, which Republicans want to dismantle. Bought a car lately? The government's cracking down on auto dealers it says are misleading consumers. Here's our Ed Donahue.
The Federal Trade Commission is leading the investigation. They turned up fake odometer readings, false ads, and deceptive loans. The result? More than 250 enforcement actions and more than $2 million in consumer refunds and fees. Three dealerships agreed to settle charges. Their ads did not disclose relevant terms on options, such as required down payment. In the end, the FTC says any value of the offer was canceled out by fine print disclaimers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North of Austin, Texas, a tractor-trailer slammed into some construction beams along Interstate 35, killing one person and stopping traffic in both directions for several hours. This was about 40 miles north of Austin. This is AP Radio News. A member of the Illinois National Guard is accused of plotting a terror attack in this country, vowing to bring the flames of war to the United States. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Hassan Edmonds is 22 years old. He was arrested in Chicago, trying to board a plane for a trip to Egypt. Prosecutors say Edmonds was plotting with his cousin Jonas, who was going to use Hassan's military uniform to attack an Illinois facility after Hassan had left the country. Authorities say Edmonds told an undercover agent that if he couldn't get to the Middle East, he would cause as much damage and mayhem as possible in the U.S. In court, a relative told reporters, just because the men worship as Muslims, that does not make them terrorists. I'm Jackie Quinn.
We've been watching gas prices for you, and they're holding pretty steady at the moment. Gas is $2.43 a gallon this morning, about the same as it was last week at this time. A month ago, gas was 6 cents a gallon cheaper. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.